empezamos or what?
Yeah, we are 100% live.
Welcome back, you guys, to another Cruda Realidad podcast.
You know why I love this podcast?
Why?
Because if I was a subscriber of this podcast, I would always want to listen. For one reason and one reason only. They get first dibs on knowing all the information and seeing all the information first. And what they're seeing right now is for the first time ever. Babe, put your mic down and show them the grill. Show them the grill, babe.
You guys, I did it.
She really did. TikTok. She really did.
I went to go get braces again for the second time in my life.
And I'm not going to ask you why Invisalign, why this, because you have a full vlog coming out.
Y lo vas a editar y mañana mismo va a salir.
So I got
it. ¿Sí o no?
Yeah. I'm going to do all that. I have a Junior Arache vlog to release. I have this podcast to release and your vlog. So I'm going to pull all nighter tonight, baby.
Yeah, so you guys are some of the first ones to see this if you guys are watching. And I know even if you're not watching, you're probably listening on the way to work. You're going to get off and you're going to go check now because I know that we're all chismosos and we want to see. But yeah, I've been braces-less for like 2 years.
Was it 2 years only?
And here we are back again.
It was 2 years?
I want to say like I took them off like 2020 or 2021.
Yeah.
And now we're in 2023.
Dang. For some reason, I felt like that's how I met you, but no.
No. I didn't have braces when you met me.
How long did you have braces the first time for? Ni sabes.
Like 2 years?
2 years. Dang. Oh, yeah. And did we have braces at the same time when I had my bottom braces?
Yeah.
Oh, because one time we connected and we couldn't get unstuck.
Cállate. No, we didn't. You're so stupid.
But what is up, you guys? Welcome back to another TCR podcast, episode 52. Do you know what that means?
No, pero dale, dime.
No. Think about it.
52?
Yeah. Episode 52 means a year. We are celebrating a 1 year anniversary of the TCR podcast.
Oh, shit. I was like, I saw you got a bottle and I'm like, okay, that's Don Julio 70. So it's not 52. No. So why do you have that?
The reason I took it out is because I know you're not going to take a shot. And I know you guys back
home. I'll take one for the team.
Oh, shit. All right. And I know you guys back home will take a shot with me because go ahead, get your shot ready. I want you guys to tag us taking a shot, celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, I like that. I want to see that too. A ver si es cierto que toma.
But TCR 1 year anniversary or whatever, you know, just tag us and show us that you're taking a shot. We'll repost you guys.
Yeah. Tag us on La Cruda Realidad too so we can repost it there. Dang. How do you feel, babe?
Oh. Wait, let me pass the shot to you. Ver, it's your turn, chiquitita.
¿Sabes por qué quiero? A ver si se me quita este dolor de la boca que tengo ahorita.
Don't hit your grill. Tanto que nos costó. Wait, did you hit your grill?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why people think that tequila tastes good, because...
Well, I'm going to leave it here for now.
I can never get used to this.
I'm going to leave it right here so you guys can celebrate with us. So you guys can celebrate with us. Hold on.
I know you guys think that I love shots because siempre me venden el desmadre. Pero es que me gusta el desmadre.
Yeah.
But I don't like the shots that lead up to that. I wish it just happened, you know?
But yeah.
It's okay. Anyways.
I was saying that the reason I'm celebrating is because it's more about the consistency that we have, right? That's what it's all about. But what I'm also celebrating is the people that keep watching us back home. I'm celebrating them waiting for an episode every Wednesday now. It used to be Tuesday, but Wednesday just fit better for us. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm celebrating that. I'm super grateful for everyone that comes up to us and be like, I love the podcast. Keep doing your thing and all that. So that's why I'm super excited to see what the next year brings.
Yeah.
Episode 104 next year.
And hopefully we just get better and better and better as the time goes. Because we have, especially Mando, a lot of ideas, right?
Pinche yeah,
Mando?
I do.
And I feel like now that you've celebrated a year, like, I know you're proud of yourself. I just know it. I just know Mando, okay? He's super proud of himself, and I am too. But I know that this is going to push you to do the like the most for this upcoming, right? Especially since we're revamping the podcast room back there. Mm-hmm. It would have been dope if we would have started today. But it's okay. No pasa nada.
Honestly, shout out to my boy Supersonic. He's the one that reminded me about this. He's like, yo, look, go to Walmart. Go buy a confetti ball and just explode it into Lily's face.
Hijo de su madre.
And she'd be like, what was that for? I'll be like, it's episode 52, baby. They're celebrating 1 year anniversary. But, you know, I was like, you know what? Let me take it easy. The Walmart is not that close that I could just walk over there. I'm like, let's take a shot.
Supersonic, I would have been like, you picking all this little shit up off the floor.
But yeah, once again, thank you guys for always supporting, showing love. Yes. Go ahead, babe. Give us some. Are you excited for 1 year anniversary?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been a year. Mando actually reminded me about this last week.
Yeah, we said we were going to do something.
Filming, and I was like, no fucking way. I can't believe it. I don't know what it is, but time has been flying. And I know we always say this, but I really do feel like it's going by so fast. It's kind of scary to the point where I started looking up how to live life slowly. That's a thing.
What'd
That's
you
a
find?
Thing. Okay. But wait, before I get into that, I'm super happy that we made it to a year on the podcast and that we kept it consistent and that we have so much love and supporters out there, because sometimes I think to myself, pues, am I that entertaining or what, you know? But the fact that so many of you guys, when we see y'all, the first thing you say is the podcast.
Yeah.
It like trips me out every single time. And I always look at Mando because I know inside his heart, he's jumping for joy when you guys tell him this.
Yeah, so keep showing love. Keep telling me.
Having, I love talking. I don't mind being here at all. I could be talking for hours. I've actually had to get better and shut the fuck up a little bit, but
and I've gotten better at talking than not shutting the, you know.
But I'm excited for what is coming, and yeah.
I find it crazy how like this podcast was built with me and you. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like Joe Rogan podcast and the bigger podcasts, they grow by having interviews and podcasts with other people, and we've grown it just me and you. It's honestly harder for us to get like people to interview here in Florida. But I do want to have more people on the podcast.
Honestly. For sure, I want to know what people are thinking, you know, like all that good stuff. But one day at a time, maybe that'll happen. But going back to living life slow, it's something that I saw on TikTok a while ago. And lately that I've been seeing how fast time is flying for us, at least, I'm like, bro, how come when we're in the rancho, the days feel longer? You feel like you've accomplished more, like, kind of like for your spirit and soul, like hanging out.
The family,
sitting outside, people watching, like the little things like that. And how come when we're here, it's like, I wake up, work, go back to sleep. Wake up, work, go back to sleep, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to change that. I want to see what I can start incorporating. Sorry that I'm talking maybe a little weird, but it's literally a few hours after putting my braces on, so literally. I feel weird. And there's like things you can do in order to live life slowly. Tips that I saw that you guys can start incorporating or trying to incorporate into your life to live a slower life are things like, when you guys are eating, don't be on your phone.
Yeah.
Try to eat slow, enjoy the moment, communicate with the person that's right in front of you. Like, be more mindful of your surroundings, basically. And instead of eating your food so fast during your break and being on your phone like TikTok, right?
Sit down.
Or even if you can, like us, for example, that we work for ourselves. We could go, let's go have lunch at my mom's store and hang out with her for an hour, right? Or after work, hey, let's pass by my grandma's house to hang out with her and, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever, but do little things like that. Another tip that I saw, believe it or not, is instead of getting up and being on your phone, get up and walk outside.
Whoa.
Get up, walk outside, let the sun hit your face. Just like enjoy that moment instead of right away having your mind al 100 looking through all these TikToks and
yeah, it just just taking the moment.
Yeah, like, taking in the moment of anything. Go out for a walk. I've been trying, you guys. I really have been trying because I feel like my head is always running like a million miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we could even be, let's say, like at my grandma's house, but I'm not there enjoying the moment because I'm thinking of things that I have to do or work or, you know, my mind is not there. And I literally remember one time that I noticed somebody else doing this, I was like, damn, like that sucks. Like, I don't want to become like that, right? And lately I've been catching myself become that. Not that it's a bad thing. I understand a lot of us have a lot of things to do. There's going to be times where we're super hectic with life. But every now and then try to remember to try to enjoy that moment wherever it is that you guys are. And
yeah, embrace the moment.
Yeah, and little things like that make you live life slow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it feels longer. Like today, it was a perfect example. Today we went to go get your braces, and we typically would go straight to the warehouse, live like that, like work, gym, warehouse, home, gym, warehouse, home, whatever. Right. Today we went to go see Luna. Our little niece, mm-hmm. amazing little girl, by the way. Then we went to your mom's store or vice versa, whatever. We literally talked like we have 6 million things to do, but today felt so productive and long because mm-hmm. we spent that time and took in the moment with mm-hmm. your mom, with Luna. We conversated, we jotted down ideas and things like that, but it's all about embracing the moment. Yeah. So yeah, that's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot more tips. Like I said, I looked it up on TikTok, how to live slow. Or there's a lot of videos, how to live slow, where you guys can look up and get ideas, because I'm sure a lot of you guys know exactly what I mean of how scary it is and how fast time is going. And I don't want to look back and just think of, damn, like all I did was work, gym.
Yeah.
Work,
you know what I thought about right now too, mm-hmm. is that, for the first time ever, we went to go watch Blue Beetle. I gave you my phone. I turned off my watch and focused on the movie. And I haven't took 2 hours of my life ever. Mm-hmm. Well, in the recent, let's say, 10 years to do that. I didn't touch my phone for 2 hours. By the way, Blue Beetle, badass movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast, but.
Yes, we did.
Like the full, like our full review on
or
it?
Or our review.
Yeah, it was amazing. 10 out of 10. The culture, everything was done perfectly.
They exceeded my expectations with how, like how much attention to detail they put in embracing the culture.
Yeah, Temerarios, Chapulín, mm-hmm. Chalino, Tigres del Norte, George Lopez, like so much Mexican vibe in
there.
They
did so good. Nopales. And it's crazy because a few of my friends that I somehow convinced to go hit me up after like, yo, I did not think it was gonna be that good. And I was like, I'm fucking telling you, to the point where we might go again this Friday.
I'm down.
Literally called my dad because I want to take them.
I'm never down to watch a movie twice ever.
Yeah, never.
Si or no?
Never.
But that movie, I told Lily Bay when we left, I'm like, I think this movie might become a classic, like Blood in Blood Out, like Selena, a Mexican movie like that. Mm-hmm. I think it might become a classic.
Yeah, I honestly don't think there's been a movie that good since those classics that you just mentioned.
So yeah, back to living life. The reason that I brought that up is because, I put my phone away and I was like, let me dedicate my mind to this freaking movie, not a little bit of my phone, a little bit of the movie, that which we honestly all do. But, you know, I was like, you know what? And now that I think about it, I was like, this is why I enjoyed it. And so mm-hmm. the same thing I could do with anything else, going to visit my mom, being present, going to a soccer football game, being present instead of my phone recording or scrolling on Twitter right quick. So practice that, you know?
Yeah. Try to remind yourself every once in a blue moon, because you guys know we're super busy. So there's going to be times where you're going to get super flustered, your lifestyle is just super hectic. You have a million things going on. But always try to remember, bitch, let's live in the moment. Like, take a deep breath. Okay, what are we doing right now? Mm-hmm. You know?
But yeah, that is living the moment. And talking about living the moment, you guys, I just got off the phone again. And now it's official.
Oh, my God.
I ran upstairs to Lily Bay because she was doing your eyebrows or what were you doing?
I've
your lipstick?
my eyebrows.
She was doing something up there. I'm like, babe, it's official. We have a date. We have a location. And we're going to tell you guys first on here on the podcast. October 27th, 100% confirmed. The Halloween party. Houston, Texas. That's what we have right now. You know, this whole week, now it's time. It's game time. We just had to get that date, had to lock that in, had to lock in the location. Y de aquí, you guys are going to start seeing little hints, little ideas of what we're going to bring, what we're going to do. I'm super excited. Like, if I'm excited, I could just imagine that one
so
over there.
So right now, honestly, it hasn't hit me yet. Like, is this really happening? Because even though everybody's into the whole October is already right now vibe, even though it's not, I still feel like, wait a minute, is this really happening? Like, are we really doing this?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm super excited that it's actually, like, you know when you're so, like, you can't believe it?
Yeah.
There you go. That's the word. I still can't believe it.
That's
but
crazy.
But I am super excited. Bitch, the fact that we're going to do the, like, oh my God. The fact that we're going to be in Houston with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a Halloween party, like, everybody. Guys, bitch, we're gonna get so fucked
it's
up.
It's gonna be lit, guys. It's gonna be.
It's gonna be so much fun.
And we were thinking, we're like, you know what? Let's do it on the 20, you know, week before Halloween. We're like, you know what? Fuck that. And I'm gonna be real. Let's make it the Halloween party.
Yeah,
not
the
Halloween. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's make it the Halloween party of the year, and that's what we're doing. We're going full throttle, full sin mode. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's what I got for you guys today.
How I plan a whole ass Halloween event for everybody to go to, but haven't started my wedding planning.
You know what's funny? A lot of people are commenting that there's a reason that you're getting your braces done because the wedding's coming up. And you want to have your...
Who's commenting? I haven't told nobody.
On TikTok this morning.
Oh.
So they're assuming that you're getting your braces because in a year, you're going to get married to have perfect teeth. Y no sé qué, no sé cuánto. I don't know. That's a rumor. Ahí salió en la flaca this morning.
Ah, whatever. Anyway, stay tuned. Start asking for those days off. Yeah. Start looking for your Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get lit, y'all.
Yeah, it's costume required.
I want all of y'all to go.
That's been Lily Bae's number one, what is it? Requirement to come to her party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's always a requirement.
That's going to continue. So you better show up.
Quiero ver quién va porque todos los años que hago my Halloween parties here at home, everybody and their mom is like, you better invite me. Please invite me. Can I go? Can I go? Can I go? Can I go? But you guys, I can't have a million people in my backyard like, that is not safe, right? So finally, the fact that, and this is something me and Mondo had been wanting to do before anything, right?
Before parties,
we were like, if we were to ever do an event, it's going to be in Houston. Why?
Because that's middle ground.
Yep, middle ground for everybody to go.
Number one.
Number
two, mm-hmm. Houston, you guys show the most love. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
The love there is insane.
It's crazy.
The vibes there. The weather is going to be amazing end of October, coming into November. That heat that we had in July was a little crazy.
Yeah, so the weather will be better. Yeah. There's a lot of things for you guys to do out there. I love that there's so much Mexican vibes out there, too. So I feel like it was perfect. A lot of our supporters son Mexicanos or Latinoamericanos. And I was like, if they were to ever come to Florida, yeah, it's fun. But right now, a lot of people are still scared to come because of that whole late thing. Number two,
it's far as hell
for people that live on the other coast. And number three, it is way more expensive than it is in Texas. So for flights, for hotels and all that, it just made more sense Texas. And if we're already doing like this whole ass Mexican Halloween event, might as well do it somewhere where there is a lot of Mexican vibes. Aquí en Florida, pues no tenemos eso. So
yeah. I'm excited. It's one.
I
in
need
a lifetime.
Ideas, you guys. I suck so bad at my outfits. You guys know this. Like, I'm super last minute. So I really, really, really want to go a little bit all out for my Halloween outfit. So I need help. Like, I'm going to paint my whole body blue or some
shit.
You know, like, and be like fucking, what is the...
The fucking avatar.
Yeah, be an avatar. Something crazy like that, you know?
Go all out.
I need ideas.
She needs ideas in the comments, so throw that down there in the comments. And I'm really good at naming stuff. Like, honestly, like, I've come up with a lot of names for events or for brands. These? That's what I don't know. Like, I have no idea. So comment down below, you guys. What should I name this Halloween party? And if I pick the name that you said, I'll have something special for you. So comment down below.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it.
Wait.
If they give us a good name.
Yeah.
We'll pay for their hotels out there.
What? If we pick their name. Okay. I like that. Yeah. We'll pay for your hotel.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. Sheesh. So there you heard it. Lily Bay said, if you give us a good name, comment down below. We'll give you a free stay.
Yeah.
You know, obviously free tickets to the event too. But yeah,
maybe it could even be if we stay at a hotel, the same hotel. But I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't know yet because we got a lot of friends. We've been staying at people's friends' houses.
Comment as many times as you want. As many crazy names as you can, but comment some good shit.
Yeah, and be looking for flights because we've found flights to Houston for $100 round trip.
You know this. Book it. It's booked.
So start looking. My tips are look on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, Tuesday nights.
Go to tonight. Google Flights. Google Flights, okay?
Yeah.
And type in your city to Houston, Texas, round trip. For some reason, every time I've looked on Tuesday nights is when I found cheaper flights. Or if you can't, if you don't really see nothing, try Southwest.
Southwest, Frontier. There's just so many options.
No, pinche Frontier. Okay, never mind.
Bleep that out, Mando.
I don't know.
Production, take that out of there.
They've canceled two of our flights recently. Yeah,
but yeah. Damn.
So yeah, I'm super excited. And Halloween shirts are coming out September 1st.
For real, September 1st. And sweaters. Yeah, I heard. I kind of talked over you. When?
September 1st.
September 1st, Halloween's, Lily Bay's Halloween collection. Last year was a hit.
Last year was crazy.
So September 1st, keep an eye on it. We're finishing, we're finalizing today. I'm super excited for you guys to see the vibes. I got work to do because I literally got 8-9 days to make sure this happens.
It's going to be a party.
Let's
party,
go. Party. All right, babe. Let's get into today's subject. What is your opinion on what Yaritza said on Pepe Esgarza's interview, which was a really good interview that I watched this morning? What's your opinion? There you go. What's your opinion? What's your opinion?
Okay, so I understood what Pepe was trying to do because I did see at least half of that interview. And I'm super grateful that he looked out like that. I was seeing some of the comments. Oh, there goes Pepe Garza chasing the clout or whatever, you know, but I'm like, somebody was going to do it sooner or later. Like,
and he's respectable.
Yeah.
He's been in the industry
like,
forever.
I don't get it. Like, there's a rumor. Obviously, somebody's going to go there to try to interview, to debunk that rumor or whatever the case is.
He went all the way to Washington.
Why are people so mad? There was people mad in the comments that he went to go do that. And I was like, I want to know. Like, I wanted him. I wanted somebody to go interview and see, like, what else they had to say. Yeah. So, you know. And I don't even care for stuff like that. But anyways, but you guys know I'm more on the positive side. I don't be looking at all the or looking for negativity. But anyways, from watching the interview, I understood that his goal was to help them explain themselves as to what happened with that other interview where they were getting super bashed, right? And I felt so bad for them because you could tell they are kids.
Literally.
They are kids and they literally don't know how to express themselves yet, you know? When I see Yaritza or when I see somebody around their age, especially in this situation where they're struggling to talk about their feelings and how they really feel, it reminds me of my little cousins that don't know how to speak English too much, that whenever we're sitting around, they're struggling. They don't know how to explain themselves, right?
Yeah.
They're looking at us like, can you help me say what I need to say, right?
Yeah.
And I know you guys have family members like that at home too, where they don't know how to express themselves, but you know they don't mean no bad, right? Mm-hmm. And I 100,000% think that Yaritza and her brothers, they didn't mean any bad. I just feel like they took it out of context, the people that made the TikToks or whatever. And unfortunately, and I've said it in the past, what Mando said, que los mexicanos son los más...
El peor enemigo de un mexicano es otro mexicano.
I've said it in the past. That is like one of the number one reasons why I don't do my...
Content
in Spanish. Because if I did, even though I would say my Spanish is better, it is not It is not 100% perfect.
Up to par, right? Yeah,
yeah, it's not 100% perfect. So I already see all the people coming at me
for no reason.
All the negativity, because we've seen it in the past, you guys. We've seen it in the past when we do content in Spanish. All the negative comments that come in from Spanish speaking, from the Spanish speaking community, to where our content for the past 3 years has been, I would say, 95% to 99% yeah. positive vibes.
Positive. Very little. Like, you guys know I was very, very
insecure
about my little baby tooth, right? I went to go get it fixed, but never got a comment bad about it. So many little things that we could have got, like, bashed, let's say, like, yeah. that never happened. So, yeah.
We have, I'm not going to say no names, but we have a few friends that do or were doing or whatever, doing Spanish yeah. content. And whenever we were on their vlogs, right, yeah. we would get bashed so bad yeah. by those people. Or, unfortunately, those negativity people would follow us and then they'll start bashing us. But we knew they came from there because right. that's when we started getting the negativity. So I've witnessed it firsthand, and I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying, like, it sucks because the los mexicanos que son así negativos, I feel like they overpower the people that are actually genuinely good and are leaving good comments, mm-hmm. right? Because, like I said, on our friends' situations, all the comments that I would read would be negative, all of them. And maybe from 30, maybe one would be good. So it's a big, big, drastic difference. So I feel bad for those kids. I know, I think, and I want to say that they didn't mean it in harm, a bad yeah. way. They just didn't know how to express themselves. And unfortunately.
But you know, from all bad comes some good, right?
Yeah.
My boy Jairo, which is the guy that prefers chicken nuggets.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets I don't know exactly, but people are saying $1 million deal from Wingstop. They put him on the flyer or on the banner on social media.
I be telling you guys that.
He got a deal. He got paid. And they even said chicken, like the way he said it. Yeah. Like, it was badass. Yeah. Like, from all bad comes some good.
Yeah.
And that's how you got to take it. Just because people are dragging you or you did something wrong, that doesn't mean that it's the end of the world.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't mean that you're going to not do good for the rest of your life. It's like, nah, keep grinding, keep pushing, because the good is always going to come. Yeah.
And I've said it before, any exposure, unfortunately, is good exposure.
Mostly on social media.
As much as people want cancel culture to be relevant, it's right. really not. It doesn't really cancel not one person from what I've seen in the past, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, luckily, like, for example, that you just brought up, that he only likes chicken. I'm not going to say no names, but how many people do we know?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
That are picky as
yeah.
and only want chicken all the time.
They ain't gonna say it. They're not gonna say
but
it.
But to
you
me,
know?
Like, I don't judge them.
Right.
Like,
you don't.
I don't give a fuck if you like chicken. Good yeah, for yeah, you. Yeah. You know, like, I've seen kids, especially that age, that are super picky. So why would I be mad at another kid for saying that he likes chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't. Like, they took everything out of proportion,
out of context,
in my opinion.
Too.
And but hopefully, like you said, good keeps coming.
Yeah.
And they would. Hopefully they really didn't mean it from a bad place at mm-hmm. all. I
and
just
I'm not
feel like they
them.
Just didn't know how to express themselves.
I'm not
honestly.
Defending them, but hopefully they lost like 4 million followers.
Oh yeah.
And hopefully those 4 million followers like were the negative people that they didn't need in their life.
Yeah.
And they'll continue to have success because like Lily said, like I don't think they meant any bad.
Well, they're freaking kids.
They're kids.
Bro. How old are they?
Well, Yaritza's like 16, 17.
Well, at that age?
Yeah. You know?
Can
you imagine like your little
Hell
sister?
No.
The little things your little sister would say.
My sister's 18 and oh my God.
So,
she gets so nervous.
I went, all right, I'm not saying this, but I went into the conspiracy side of TikTok. Checa testa.
When the hell did he
Checa
do
testa,
that?
Right? Because I went to Yaritza. I was doing my little research before this podcast. Let's rewind back to, do you remember when JOP my boy Chinito Pacas got kind of arrested, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was after their huge concert. They sold out the stadium and somebody called the police on them, right? Mm-hmm. They called the police on them. The police went to, you know, figure out what was going on. Pretty much someone said that they had guns and drugs. Mm-hmm. So the cops pulled them over, didn't find no drugs, didn't find no guns. But somebody called it on them, right? They're saying that that person that called them is the Contras, right? And then to backlash this conspiracy, I'm not saying this. To backlash the Rancho Milde, let's say, did that whole, what's it called? Not debunked. How do you say it? Like the drama.
Defamación?
They started the drama with Yaritza because they dug out old interviews and put some new interviews and like did like a whole like drama for
they started the drama.
Yeah, started the drama. So there's like two record labels fighting each other, Lumbre Music and Rancho Milde fighting each other.
Oh my God.
That's what they're saying. I'm like, who has time for
Pinche
that?
Mando.
I'm not saying it. That. My respects goes out to my mentor because you already know Jimmy Humilde reached out to us once. My respects goes out to him, but I don't want to start no rumors. But that's what, you know.
People are saying.
Puro pinche chisme. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like I said a couple minutes ago, but no matter what you get out of this, just know that el sol va a salir and you're going to get out of this. So don't worry. Don't stress.
It's not the end of the world,
there
you
go. It's not the end of the world. But yeah, that's part one.
And that is my opinion on the whole Yaritza situation.
And yeah.
And if you guys think any different, I want to know down below because I'm ready to argue. Dale, let's
no,
go.
we don't need the back.
No, we got good people. I know okay. We have good people on here.
We don't need negative vibes in this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, bring it in. No pasa nada.
Okay, continue.
That's it. We're going to break and we'll be right back. Yo.
We are back.
Episode 52, baby. 1 year
Part
anniversary.
Two.
Shout outs to Salud for sponsoring this podcast.
Dang.
I secured some guava agua fresca. I got some in here. You guys
try
can't see
it with agua mineral. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fire.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Well, water is fire, too, because my favorite is the limonada. Oh, my God. I could drink that all day, every mm-hmm. day. Okay? Mm-hmm. Every day. Ya se me acabaron, the other one. So now I'm on the Jamaica, and I didn't even. Where'd you have that one?
I had that escondido back there where I have the protein. Don't be trying to steal my guava.
You have that hiding and the protein?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I love guava.
Well, también, I don't know if you know this. We have a bunch of Salud at the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. I usually would leave it there, right?
Yeah.
But the girls,
they love it.
They fuck it up.
They
so
love
I'd be
it.
Having a, like, okay, let me take this home and have some here. But now we have some here, and my friends pull up, like Kathy, mm-hmm. and she'll be like, you got any more of that Salud? Taking bags, bro.
You know what's funny, too, is that everyone that tags us, that they say, oh, we love Salud. I love that, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no place that we go. Like, if we go to Miami, we go to Mexico, we take Salud no matter
yeah,
what.
Always.
That is part of our essentials. So make sure you go to tastesalud.com and
yeah,
use...
Yo me lo sé, chiquillo.
Make sure you go to tastesalud.com and use code TCR10 at checkout. Go show some love.
And let me know when you try it because you guys know that I be putting you guys on. Because every time that I'm posting something, you guys are like, I bought it because of you and it's yeah. so freaking bomb. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that is it. A ver, babe. Moving on.
Moving on. There's been a lot of videos. And this was on my TikTok also. I've been on TikTok lately. Drake came out with LeBron James and Bronny, which is LeBron's son, out of the, you know, backstage into his stage. And it gave me like a boxer vibe. You know how the boxers go on to the ring with like a whole entourage, but they have someone famous there? Mm-hmm. Well, Drake did that with LeBron, and LeBron dapped him up, and he got on to sing and everything. And I thought about it. I'm like, yo, this is sick. And I feel like he's going to start a trend, and every artist is going to start doing it. So just imagine, like, Fuerza Regida, they kind of did it, but they just they weren't with anybody. They like showed a video of them coming from the backstage onto stage. But what Drake did, he had a famous person. The reason I bring it up, I thought about it. If you were a comedian or if you were a boxer, we know you can't fight, so I ain't even worried about that. But if you were a singer or whatever, right, and you were going on stage, who would you come out with?
If I was a singer. Yeah,
or a boxer, let's say like El Canelo. Well, by the way, El Canelo, they said that he asked Peso Pluma to come on stage, to come on the ring
with
him.
I remember that, and he didn't.
And he said que no. So who you picking? Because Peso Pluma ain't going to come out with
you. I was
about
to pick him, as you can see on my shirt. So I can't pick Peso Pluma because he don't be about that life.
No, because Peso Pluma is too busy, El Canelo said.
Who the heck would I pick?
Nobody?
I can't think right now. I guess JLP.
JLP? He's lit,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he'd be too lit.
Yeah.
Too lit. I already know with JLP there, we're all going to get fucked up.
That'd be
wait,
lit.
Who would you pick? You can't pick the same one as me.
Nah, I wouldn't pick JLP. Let's see. I would pick like Lil Wayne.
What the hell?
That'd be dope. Lil Wayne singing.
Yeah.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9. That'd be dope.
Anyways.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's super cool. I think it's cool whenever artists are up there supporting each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, mostly because he did it in Los Angeles, and that's where LeBron plays with the Lakers.
Yeah.
So, like, that's his house.
You would think you would see a lot more of that, but yeah. I guess we don't see it that much because we're in freaking Florida, and there's
so like if
not really many celebrities out here other than Impromondo, you know?
Sheesh! So, yeah, like, if in Miami, Junior H would have came out with, like, I don't know, DJ Khaled or Gloria Estefan or Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. Someone that lives in Miami because they're iconic to the town. But, yeah, one thing that I almost forgot to talk about is Junior H. We saw Junior H this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And we saw Luis Enrique Conriquez this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Two different days, two different concerts. And I thought about it. I'm like, yo, this is hilarious. So Junior H, for literally maybe 40 minutes...
An hour, Armando.
All right, let's be nice, babe. 40 minutes.
An hour.
All right, 1 hour. Se estaba despidiendo. ¿Quieren otra? Ya nos vamos, Miami. ¿Quieren otra? Ya nos vamos for an hour.
Yep.
And we're like, yeah, keep singing. Of course. For an hour, se despedía. A dos días later, Luis Enrique Conriquez.
That boy.
He said, oh, buenas noches. Gracias por todos por venir. Y se va.
Nah, he didn't say that.
Well,
he just
like
walked
that.
Off.
Well, yeah.
Unless I was super lit, but.
He did,
though. Ese güey andaba, you know, singing, and I was over here like, yeah. And all of a sudden, he just walks off the stage. I was like.
Because we're used to, like.
Crickets.
Otra, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. And that's part of, like, the show and all that. But Luis Enrique is like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So my question to you, and what I thought was funny, is like when you go to parties, family parties, there's always that guy that se despide y no se va. And there's always the other person that they just disappear.
Yeah.
And that's Luis Enrique and Junior H. Which one are you?
In the middle.
In the middle?
I kind of wave bye to everybody and I walk out. Mm. Like, bye.
¿Y yo?
You, maldito. He takes forever.
One more beer,
like,
babe.
If I know I want to leave at around midnight, by 11, I'm like, all right, start wrapping it up, Armando, because I know you take long. But don't think that I'd be making Mando leave. Mando knows.
She'd be like, you stay.
I'm an Uber home,
yeah,
or vice versa. But for some reason, every time I tell you that, you're like, "No, just wait."
No, I don't want to. I don't want to send you home by yourself.
I don't care. You know damn well I don't care.
You really
I'm
don't.
Gonna be home watching TV and my shows. I don't have to worry about you saying, "Oh, you
okay,
hungry
bye.
Or something."
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of the parties be outside, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And right now, lately, with all this heat. No. Yeah. Like, no, I got to go home. Because, you guys, it's like, what, like 110? It feels like 105, 110 degrees outside right now. Yes or no?
Yeah,
right?
I honestly haven't felt like this is the hottest summer I've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about the global warming and all that, babe?
I don't know, but this year, I feel like I did see it more.
Yeah.
Because not only because of all the heat waves, but freaking Cali having a hurricane?
That was crazy.
When you told me that, I was like, what?
Honestly, because we had a planned trip this week.
Yeah, I was supposed to leave this week. But then, Mando said there was a hurricane, so I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
we trying to avoid
it. Gente de California siempre me están diciendo que...
I wouldn't move there because of hurricanes.
I wouldn't move to Florida because of all the hurricanes. And I'm like, well, he got a point there. You know, we have a lot of hurricanes. But yeah, I have earthquakes and I don't see it coming for 2 weeks like we do. But now when I found out that they have hurricanes too, or the potential. Because I know it doesn't really happen, but the potential is there. That shit tripped me out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Imagine a hurricane and an earthquake at the same time or something.
Oh, my God. I think that did happen. Like, I saw that on TikTok, too.
Oh, you know what? I love Sarai did post that there was an earthquake. That's
crazy.
Ya ven, para que no se estén burlando de nuestros hurricanes acá. Well, pero, gracias a Dios, it didn't look like it did too much, or unless we didn't see that, right?
Like, we didn't see, there's going to be a lot of flooding
I saw a little bit of flooding, but I didn't see, like, any devastation, gracias a Dios, because, you know, that would be really bad. But I do think that maybe that had to do because of global warming, or what do you think? No? I'm just making up shit right now, but...
I don't know, but for the people in Cali that watch us, we are experts. Experts at getting ready for hurricanes.
We really are.
What are the top three things they need to know to prep for a hurricane? So if you guys ever get caught in another hurricane, make sure you have these three things. What are your top three?
Number one, make sure you're not in a flood zone.
Okay.
And if you are, evacuate to a friend or family member's house. Que esté in another zone that's not a flood zone, right? And you can look all this up on your... I mean, over here, I just Google... Am I in a flood zone? And add my address, you know, and then that can help you out. But after you do that, number two, I would say put all of your
valuables
up high at your house before you leave. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say if this couch is super expensive, I would put it on my second floor if you have a second floor. Or
electronics,
TVs, pictures, everything, mirrors, take them off the wall, put them upstairs. If you don't have an upstairs, put them in your attic, or at least put things on top of your counter. That's just to at least help prevent.
Yeah, because people think
potential loss.
The biggest thing for hurricanes are winds. But one thing that they don't
know. The biggest thing is the flooding.
Yeah, the flooding. Yeah. The water gets in your house and everything gets damaged.
So, for sure, put all your stuff away. And then once you have your house secured and you're going over to your friend or family member's house, take a lot of food. Mm-hmm. Take a lot of food.
We'd be having a lot of food.
Non-perishable, ideally. Yeah. We also take like a gas grill, propane, water, candles, a lot of batteries for flashlights. You just gotta kind of pretend like you're camping almost, right? That's kind of like the mindset that I have. What do I take when we go camping, right? Because we're somewhere with not a lot of service, no outlets, right? Because during a flood, like even if nothing happens to, let's say, the area that you move to, you could always still lose power because of all the flooding everywhere else. So if you lose power, you don't have no AC, you don't have no electricity, you can't cook on your electric stove or whatever the case is. But if you took your gas grill and propane and you got your food and coolers and
you go out there and kill
stuff,
a deer,
it's going to be estuvieras camping. Dinner. Yeah.
You said, yeah? You didn't even hear what I said.
Eat a deer?
You could go out there, kill a deer and grill it at night. I would think, number one, make sure you got gas in your car. I suck at making sure that there's gas in my car all the time.
I'm glad you said that.
But make sure you have gas in your car. Always, always, you guys. Stop trying to ride it until the gas runs out.
Like Mando.
Like me. That's not a good idea. But during hurricanes, that's the first thing. That's the most... lines that you see is at a gas station. So if you're out there scrambling, trying to get gas, you're already wasting time. That's number one. Number two is like Lily said, supplies. Have a lot of water. I think water is like one of the most important things. Have cases of water ready and things like that. And lastly, I would say currency. Make sure you got like some kind of cash on you or gold. You know, because ATM might not work and you got to buy things from other people. I don't know. Expect for the worst. Prepare for the worst. What is it?
I don't know.
Prepare for the worst, expect the best. Whatever. You guys get the point.
General saying.
And
but
if you
it.
Guys, yeah, last but not least, if you guys live in, let's say, Colorado or Utah, I don't know, where you don't get hurricanes, just know that one day you'll be prepared if you end up in Florida or Texas and
like
you're
the
ready.
Like the Leo twins. They like, were, yeah, they were caught in a freaking hurricane in Cancun.
So, yeah, don't forget about all these little consejitos that we got because we are great experts at hurricanes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it.
Did I give my number three?
Just in case. What is their number three?
My number three would be not to
panic.
Panic. Yeah. Because a lot of people and even myself that I don't panic and I don't stress usually have found myself almost panicking at one point.
You have. I did notice that.
Last year, right? Yeah. But why? Because I kept seeing the news or
well,
what
I think
was
because
it
was the first time we had this house and you had to become like the, I don't know, you just felt like you had to secure things down,
I remember now because it was the first hurricane here in our home, right?
Yeah.
Y aquí mi amigo, chilling. No iba a poner wood in las ventanas. And we have a bunch of fucking trees back here. We got a whole freaking jungle in the backyard. So I'm used to my dad taking charge, putting up a plywood on the ventanas, covering the ventanas, sandbags in the areas that the water could potentially get in, like
yo, nada.
Prepping. And homie over here was editing the podcast, you know, like for 5 days straight. So that's when I kind of went into panic mode, like, bro, the hurricane is in 2 days and, you know, nothing has gotten done. Like, what's going on? And I didn't. And then I was like, I would get kind of mad because I'm like, why do I have to tell you this? You should know.
Yeah.
But then I realized, okay, wait.
This is first hurricane too.
It's his first hurricane in a house that is like his, ours, let's say. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. This is what I see. The news, like, they like put the worst on there so you could keep watching, so you could keep watching the ads, so you could keep watching
the
commercials.
But you just said prepare for the worst and it's hope for the best.
There you go. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why, that's what makes you panic. The news. Dun, 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 Hurricane Lily Bay is on the way. It's going to fuck everything up. You know, like, so that's why people panic. So don't panic. Expect for the worst and prepare for
expect for the worst. prepare
for the
worst.
Expect for the best. But yeah, you guys get it.
So yeah, luckily we are getting into September almost and no hurricanes have touched Florida.
Because we started in July, I think, hurricane season.
But I think it doesn't end until November.
November, yeah.
So,
we got 2 more months.
Pero ya te dije, Armando, en cuanto veas que algo ya viene, ponte las pilas,
güey. Well, you already know. I already have the plywood there, so it's ready to go.
Yeah.
But yeah. But hey, you guys, thank you guys for joining. Happy 1 year anniversary, celebrating our 1 year anniversary.
Thank you to everybody.
Comment. Go ahead.
Thank you to everybody for supporting, especially supporting my babe Mando, because this is his baby.
This is my baby. I take a lot of pride on this. It's a lot of work. My night doesn't end right now. I got to go edit this, chop it up. Shout outs to AI. I used to take
AI.
Like a good,
AI.
I used to take a good like 4-3 hours to edit this. Now it's like 1 hour and 20 minutes and it's ready to go. So shout outs to AI, artificial intelligence. It just chops it up, changes my angles for me. I just got to make sure everything looks good, and that's it. But yeah, see you guys next week. Episode 53 is going to be lit, so make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe, and that's it.
And we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.